Okay, Simin Sadi, Sif Hey. Lo Yisgal the fucking parrots. Shall not have in an open area, Kimoy Besada, like in the middle of the field. In Pinei Shekishu, Bemokim Tzniyos, Kala Lov Ema Smel, Beliva Yishma. Which this is a theme that we're going to see straight through Hilchas Tefillah, that there's many things that established the halacha based on that we're trying to create here a chalois ema that we have a fear and we're machnia to the Rabban Shlom. So here the halacha is telling us one shouldn't have it just in an open area like in the middle of a field. It should be b'makim tsnua, where it's hidden, where you're closed in. So from the Mishmur over here in Sifkat and Yod, he brings from the Gemara that's before it, it's not just the Inyan type, it's a nice thing to do, it's a good thing to do, to give you a feeling of Emes HaMelech. But if you don't do it, there's a negative. If you don't do it, you're a chutzuf. There's a chutzpah, he says. He calls him a chutzuf if someone's over on this. That's why the Prima Gadim, which is quoted in the Mishmur, says that if someone has a choice between a house where there's no chaloinus or a valley, it's better to daven in the house. Now, what's considered makom paretz? What's considered open areas? In Mishmur and Sifkat Yad Beis brings on the Shaar Tshuva, a place which is mukaf mechitzes, it's surrounded with walls, even though it's not roofed, there's no roof on it, shapid, I mean, that's good also. The Eish L'Avram Mibuchach in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, he's mitzadeh that maybe it's enough, even one mechitza. Just one wall, already feel closed in. Sometimes there's negeya in the mountains. When you're hiking, you're taking a hike, or you're in a bungalow, or you're down behind the building, so there's the wall of the building, and the minion's right outside by the wall of the building. So there's one wall, you feel already, even though there's no walls around you, but somewhat you feel it's closed in. That's not considered a parts. The Shaar Tshuva says that Shaar Tshuva brings down from the Berchei Yosef that there's a makar to this from the Mini Yushlaim that they were down in the Chatz of Beis Knesses. There wasn't enough room in the Beis Knesses. So the daven in the Chatz of Beis Knesses, even though it's not mikuri, even though it's not roofed. Which is mashma, the issa of davening in a field is even with the minion. It's not just davening alone. It's with, and the Chiddush goes even further than that. Even though we mentioned earlier in Sif Dalet that when you're with a tziba, you don't need as much kavana. But still, the Kaf Chaim brings from the Ritva that this is the davka by a yochid that's mispal b'yichidus. Not by tziba. Not like what we just said. But the Mishnah, but from the Mishnah before, they didn't hold like this Ritva. Because he brings in Sifkat and Yeral, Taisvis. You can take a look over there by the two Terutzim. And the Mishnah even says, L'chad Tirutza, if he's Oimei B'tzad HaDerech, V'magum Shem is Yarishas, Yav Sikuai V'edoch, it's Muta. And then the Levush explains, because since the Indian of Amos HaMelech, Levi Nishba, it was on Har Maria. We over there was the Akedah. So we get to it sounds like the Lahalacha, even a tziba should be careful. The tziba also needs the same as a melech. So it comes out that if it's not mukaf mechitzes, or at least you don't have one wall, or you're not between the trees. So there's a tshuva. The tshuva is written about the Kaisim Aravi. Davening outside by the customer of the shayl over there wanted to say that maybe it's muta, and he goes back and forth that why is it muta? But so in this thing you why some people daven down inside, but it's an interesting example. But again, someone's on a teal, someone's on a trip, and it comes the time to daven. So Mishmur talks about Oyvei Drachim. He says Oyvei Drachim could daven in the field. I suppose that this is when I have a choice. When I have a choice to daven inside or outside. So then when I go ahead and I daven outside, that's chutzpah. But But if I have no choice, this is where I am. I have to pull over on the side of the road to daven. Then that's where you are. However, still, you should try to make it somewhat snug. Go between the trees. Go behind the building if it's possible, as much as possible. But if you have no choice, there's no mechitzas. Better to daven standing than to be sitting in the car and daven sitting. So you have like this. We have a house with chalainis. We have a house with achalainis between the trees or on the derech, on the side where you're not getting disturbed, but you should not daven in the chorban. That's what comes out over here. The next sif over here is discussion of sif ba v'loy b'chorba. Fine. Zayin v'loy achoyre basic nesses. What's achoyre basic nesses? Behind the basicness, behind the wall of basicness, in the mach is a part of the basicness. Now, this machlekes, what's the achar basicness? Machlekes, Tosfos and Rashi, and other Rishonim, how to understand the Gemara. And it comes out that they're arguing in a case where someone is davening outside the basicness on the Mizrach side. Now, let's talk about where the shul is facing Mizrach. So, on the Mizrach side, which according to many Rishonim, you need to have your face. You need to facing the same kibun, the same direction that the tzib and the basic nesses is facing. Even though your back is going to be to the tzib, but since if you will be facing the ma'ariv, where your face will be towards them, so then it will look like shtei rishuyos. So therefore, you're facing the same direction. But some rishonim learn. Now, no, since your face is, right, so some Rishonim comes out the other way around. The Shulchan Aruch says, you should be chayish for both shittas. It could be negated. Someone comes late to davening and he has to daven outside. Where to stand, how to face. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu that which we say, that Mespal Me'achor Basic Neses, that's only with the tzibah is davening Shmon Esrei first of all, and he's also davening Shmon Esrei, but he also brings down that Mishmur brings down that Vazoris Abnuyis because Mizrach. If there's another room, then that's not. If it's a room, then it's not a problem. It's just if you're standing out there, sometimes the shuls themselves have. In the shul itself, sometimes you have tables where people are sitting on both sides of the tables, they're facing each other. But by Shmon Esrei, everyone stands up and faces one way, so there's no Isser. The Prim Gan says it's also Dafka outside the basicness, it's not inside the basicness, because inside it's not near Kishtei Rishui, because everyone's downing to Rabban Shlom. That's okay. Now, Sif Tes. Let's jump to Siftes. Yishtadol adam l'spalo b'beisek neses ima tziba. Yishtadol is a lashon of put in an effort, work on it. Yishtadol, do yishtadol to daven in a basic neses ima tziba, with the tziba. Now, over here there are two milas. There's the mile of basic neses and the mile of tziba. The Mishbur says in Oisir Chav Zayin, the Maila basic Knesses, is that it's a mokim where we daven. Therefore, says the Mishbur, even if he's davening Bichidos, or the other way around, he says, even if there's a tzibur in the bias, still, one should be mishtadl to daven in the basic Knesses with dominion in the basic Knesses. And the answer to the reason for this, because there's a Kedusha's basic nesses, right? So sometimes there's a simcha in the house, there's a vart, there's a bar mitzvah, and a hole, and people want to daven, let's chaperai mincha, let's chaperai ma'arif. The chayra, the real thing what one should do is that everyone should go to the closest shul and daven over there, not in the hall, because you're losing out on the Kedusha's basic nesses. If you worry that people are not going to end up going to daven or they're going to miss the minyan, okay, so then you make a minyan. But if you could go to the Beis HaKnesses, so we should go to the Beis HaKnesses. And Yesh Ladon, the Gabi Ezra's Nashim. Right, a shul has a basic kness and has the Ezra's Nashim. Now, Ezra's Nashim, I'm talking about Ezra's Nashim, where they don't have minyan, right? Some shuls, throughout the week, the Ezra's Nashim is used for minyanim. So that has a dinner basic kness. That's a makam, which is Kedusha's basic kness. But in a place where the Ezra's Nashim is the Ezra's Nashim, and when you come late, you dive in the Ezra's Nashim. You have a choice to go to the shul or the Ezra's Nashim. So even though it's a little less embarrassing, but Lamaisa, you're losing out in Kedusha's basic kinesis because it does not have the same level of Kedusha. Even if you have the tefillah b'tzibah because you can see the tzibah and all that, but you're losing out in this. Rav Moshe has a very interesting tshuva. Rav Moshe in Yerdei Chelik Dal Sim Samach Aleph, there were two avelim in a shul and each one wanted to daven for the omer. So there was enough people to split the minyan into two minyanim. So one will go into the side room and one will daven the basic kinesis. Says Rav Moshe, no, shouldn't split it. Why? Says four reasons or three reasons. Says number one, Rav Amahadus Melech. Rav Amahadus Melech. Which is a chiddush that not only that the more people that daven together, it gives more hiddur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's more brave Amadus Melech. But the Mabit explains that Rav Amadus Melech is not just a hiddur. It's more mesugal for your tefillah to be mekubal. The Rav Amadus Melech helps your tefillah. When you have 100 people over 10 people, it makes your tefillah more mekubal. Number two, says Rav Moshe, they're losing out in Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, right, in the side room. Number three, he says, you don't have a Sefer Torah in the room. From the fact that we only do Nefilas HaPayim in a room where there's a Sefer Torah, you see that Sefer Torah plays a role in our davening. He's talking about Mincha Ma'ariv over there. So he says that therefore, these reasons override the oval davening for the Amud.
Even Ma'ariv where you're not sitting Kachanah?
Right.
But let's say it's one big room and there's
some Sefer Torah alone. Although I can't talk about the Aron HaKodesh, even if there's no Sefer Torah, what?
Let's say it's one big room.
It's one room. I'm talking about where you're going to the side room.
So there's no Ma'ariv. There's no
Milan.
It's
Tfilah Tzibur
for
Tfilah
Nashim. There's no
Milan
there in the.
I didn't say no Milan. It's less of a Kedusha's basic Knesset.
In Kabbalah, Tfilah Nashim, is there any Nachmin to Dabbing, Nachmin to Dabbing, Knesset
Nashim? I don't
understand what
that means.
There's no
Kedusha's
basic
Knesset. They don't use it for Minyan. It's not a place of Dabbing. Women Dabbing there, but that doesn't give a Kedusha's basic Knesset.
So in their tefillah itself, is there any
mile that
have
down in the basic answers? Yeah, Vada. For sure, like Bishar Shatibim, for sure, but they connected them in it, yeah. Shaykh
Rebbe
Mahad is
not a Kibbutz.
What? That's a discussion, you know, because Megillah they talk about.
When Rebbe is talking about Ezra's Nashim, he's talking about specifically when they're in like a separate room?
Yeah, separate room. Separate room. Not one room cutting off these. Separate room. Now, what's the makar to this whole idea of tefillah b'tzibah, right? So the Gemara and the Abches brings down Hinkel Kavi LaYimas, and the Varshim, the Meirchan had the tefillah of b'tzibah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not memayis. Hakadosh Baruch Hu accepts it easier. We have the pasuk in Nikdashti, right, which teaches us over there that is a Nikdashti. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says be mekadosh me with the tzibah. With the tzibah, there's a din of Kedusha with a tzibah. Question if it's min a Torah, min drabanan. What's considered a dove kedusha that needs a tzibah? But this idea of a tzibah. So over here, the Mechaber says, interesting lashon, he says, ishtadel. What does it mean, ishtadel? Sounds like it's a nice thing. It's a nice thing to do. Try to do it. If you could, you can. Smash, there's no chiyuv. You'll lose the maila. But there's no chiv. However, many achrayim, the Torah's Chaim, and others bring clear rayas against this diuk, And they prove that it's at least the Chiyuv Drabbanan. It's at least the Chiyuv Drabbanan. And the Lashon of the Yishtadal says the Taras Chaim is going on Basic Knesses. So Yishtadal Adam Nispal B'Basic Knesses. That's the Yishtadal. Because that's a Mailing Yitzfilah. But Imatziba is not up to, is not Yishtadal. That's a Chiyuv. Rav Maisha in the Tshuva Chelik Beis Mechav Zayin. Over there was a Tam Chacham who wanted to learn late at night. But he says in the Tshuva, he says, but it's going to be hard for him to get up in the morning, and sometimes he's not going to get up for Tefillah B'Tziva. Says Rav Maisha, Hine L'Spal Ba'Asara Hu Chiyuv Mitzvah L'Adam V'Loi Rak Hidur Maila Ba'Alma. Such as a Hidur, it's a Chiyuv and a Mitzvah on the person. Akoparim Kimesh Chazin and Shetach L'Treyach Harbe Mukhrochim Laimish Hu Chiyuv Mitzvah L'Adam L'Spal Ba'Asara. Says, from the halacha later on, that person has to go a mil, you see, that person has to be matriach for it, it's a chiyuv. The ain ledaik miloshin yishtadel. Don't get caught up on the word yishtadel, says Rav Moshe. But he says, even the Gemara Bracha, he brings the raya from different places. So he's ma'arich over here. And, the Chuvas Eretz Tzvi, he says, besides that which says a chiyuv dam betziba b'zman chazal, says b'zmanenu it's even a bigger chiyuv for us to daven, because we have a chiyuv to make sure that our tefillahs are accepted, and since we know that davening betziba helps our tefillahs be accepted better. So part of that chiv is to make sure to daven in a way that's to be more accepted. He also says, what happens if you were mechaven at the first bracha? So meikra, then you have to start over Shemar Esri. We don't do it because we're not, who's saying you'll be mechaven the second time? But at least when you're betziba, like we saw, you can have less kavar of betziba, so it helps out. Akabarim, there's arichas in many sfarim, whether in Reb Chaim Voloshner in Pirkei Avos writes how it's a chiyuv, Keser Rosh. So the shaila is, let's say I'm traveling to a place where I know over there is not going to be a tzibur, not going to be a minion. Right? I want to go vacation somewhere, or I'm going on a business trip somewhere. I need to be somewhere for a business meeting where there's not going to be a minion. So, am I allowed to do that or not? Knowing that I'm not going to be... So the Emes says, this is a question that comes up in many areas of halacha. Where, right now, I'm not chayiv. Right? I just davened shachris. Finished shachris. It's not zman mincha yet. So I have no chiv tefillah right now. But I'm going to do something now that I know that I'm going to be a oynis later. Right? So I'm flying out to a place with, when I'm there, I'm oinus. There's no way I can get a minion over there. So am I allowed to put myself in a matzv? L'chatchila, can I put myself in a matzv of oinus, or I can be oinus? So Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the back of the Halicha Shlema, there's a piece there from Zalman Nechemia, son-in-law, who's writing me a masbe what Rav Shlomo Zalman meant. And what he says, a person has to make a cheshbon. In other words, about if you're oynis, you're pater. So, and I find this person, right now he's not chayv. In 5 hours from now, he'll be oynis, he'll be pater. But he has to make a cheshbon. Do I need to be in that makam oynis or not? Can I accomplish what I need to accomplish over there by going to a different place, and I'll have a minion? So you have a vacation. You want to go on a vacation. I could go to a few different places for my vacation. Is there a reason why I need to be by this place where there's been no minion over a different place where there is a minion? Sometimes the answer is yes, I do need to be there. I need to be away from other people. No, or whatever, maybe I need to go skiing. Just that's what I need to for my outlet right now, and that will help me learn better the next Zman. So then, you're right. But if the answer is, It really makes no difference. I'm just in the mood of going there. So then don't do that. That's a cheshbon a person has to make. That's a cheshbon a person has to make before doing that. Now, there's just on before we talk about this more, there's just on the prat that we mentioned before about the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. So there's another tshuva from Rav Moshe where it was in L.A. they wanted to make a minyan for Yom Narayim, and the shul was too small to hold the crowd that was supposed to come for the tefillah. So the question they asked Rav Moshe was, can we rent this auditorium, which Rav Moshe writes, the auditorium that they do Tayevis in it. Could we rent there and we'll have the minyan over there? It's a big room, be able to hold everyone. Could we do that or not? So Rav Moshe writes back, no, you cannot daven there. He says, even though you're not going to have a place big enough for everyone, we can't daven there. He says, the makim where you daven plays a big role in your tefillah. If one of the rayas he brings is that there's a halacha later on in the Sif over here, I think it's Sif Yeches, where it says that if a Beis Medrash, right, a Beis Medrash has more Kedusha than a Beis Knesset, and therefore there's a mitzvah to daven Beis Medrash over Beis Knesset. But Makom Rina Shom Tei Tefillah, to the extent that there's a Machlekes Rishonim, if let's say I have a choice to daven in the Beis Medrash that I learn, or in the Beis Knesset where there's a minyan, right? The Beis Medrash, there's no minyan, let's say. Bein Hazman, there's no minyan in the Beis Medrash, where I learn. Or down in the Beis Knesset with a minyan, according to the Rambam, we don't paskin like that, but according to the Rambam, you should daven in the Beis Medrash over davening with a minyan. So with all the chiv that we said to daven with a minyan, the Rambam held the Beis Medrash is even greater. So it says with Moshe, even though we don't paskin like that, but you see how much the makkah, the floor that you're standing on, plays a role in your tefillah, that to go to a place where they do te'evahs, it's not good for your tefillah. What? So that we learned before, you should even a basic analysis. You should go to a basic analysis, but if you have no choice, you have no choice. What? Right? Right? Right. Why not with Sima Shas? I'm saying, you're on a trip. I'm saying, why are you picking Sima Shas? What? Oh, you're saying, a ball game is Tiago?
Would the same shaila about Beis Medrash where you learn or a shul with a minyan, would the same shaila apply if someone wakes up late in yeshiva?
The emes is, yeah, you should come into the Beis Medrash. So the shul is not filled with yachid. In the middle of the morning, say you should be pacing back and forth with your tefillah now. Try it out tomorrow. you ask me a question, the answer is yes. Now, it could be you'll disturb everyone learning this, so because of that, not. But if you wouldn't be disturbing people,
that's what if someone wakes up at like 8:30, where he wouldn't be disturbing morning singer, he could still make go to vision to make the minyan, or he stops.
So yeah, we paskin that you go to the minyan. That's what we paskin. We paskin, but Ramesh is bringing out from how bite the other shita was. But that's also the yeshiva's call. The yeshiva wants you going to those places or not. Okay. Now, what we have to discuss is how far is a person mechuyif to go for a minyan? So the halacha says a mil, right? 4 milin, the fun of them is if you're on the road, anyways, traveling, travel 4 milin. But the derech kla, you're not traveling. You're at home, you're in the office, right? You're in your office, mincha time. I got that mincha. Can I just get up and down in the corner? Or I need to go outside, get in my car, and drive to the nearest shul and daven. So the share is a mil. What's a share mil? We paskin, right? Machleg is how much a mil is, but we paskin, the Shulchan Aruch and the space of paskins, it's 18 minutes. 18 minutes. Now, 18 minutes by foot or by car, right? Imagine, you're in remote, 2 in the morning, you wake up and you remember, oh, I did not marry, or before you get into bed. You're about to get into bed, you remember, I did not marry. So now, if it's 18 minutes walk, so then I won't find a minion. 18 minutes car, Zichramesha, they have minyanim throughout the night. At 2, 3 in the morning, your brother will be able to get there in 5 minutes.
Just
it's clear.
Spend money.
What?
Just spend money.
It's also a good question Ramesha talks about, but first let's talk about the mill. So then, do I need to get in a car and go or not? So many Paiskim say, depends on the person. Are you that type of guy who always gets in your car even if you have to go down the block? Or you think twice before you, should I, shouldn't I? So then you have the right to think twice and not use the car. If you're the guy who always uses a car to go wherever you want, then you got to get in the car and drive down to Zichron Moshe. You know where Zichron Moshe? It's a minion factory where you can get shachris until Shkia and Meir Vishnah.
You get
Meir Vishnah. All the way up by Kika Davidska. Yeah. So it's not as good as this one. This one beats it all. Anyways, we go there Thursday night. Anyway, so then the question is, do I need to spend money? Cost me gas. So Moshe says, very interesting, says I have a raya that we take that into consideration. Just like Chazal gave a shear of how much time I need to spend to find the minion, you see from Chazal that you don't have to go through a major hefset. So money also. So how you mishay, how much money? So again, if I'm the guy who doesn't make cheshbonos of years, right? I gotta go somewhere. I don't start saying, okay, it's gonna cost me this amount of money for gas. Then too bad, you just get in the car and go. But if I'm a guy who's always making cheshbonos, should I take the car? It's going to cost me for gas or not. So also, if it's a mere hefset to you, then you don't have to lose because of it. Now, when I leave the office to go 18 minutes, to drive 18 minutes, sometimes you can't find a parking spot. Or to get into the parking lot, you can take all that into cheshbon of the 18 minutes. Find the parking spot is also part of the 18 minutes. Right? Right, so now we can break it down. There's a minion in the hall in the office building, but there's a shul 2 blocks away. Shaitan in the office building. So then it could be, it depends if you work for yourself or you work for a boss. Because you're working for a boss, also you have no right to just take off extra time. You know, we passing, you can dab and you can even dab for the moment if you work. But, okay, so that's that. Maybe next week we'll discuss more dinim of this. Fine.